Mark Twain said that everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. For once, Mark Twain was wrong. From early times, men have at least made rhymes and sayings about the weather. Probably everybody's interested in these sayings, but especially farmers and sailors and the men who fly airplanes. After I had been collecting weather lore for quite a while and had asked many farmers about it, I went out to the Albany airport to get the facts from Mr. J.J. Cassidy, who advises the aviators about the weather. Now, I'm going to tell you some of the old sayings with Mr. Cassidy's comments upon them. We have to remember right at the start that some of the rhymes brought over from Great Britain aren't quite true for New York State. For instance, you've all heard that April showers bring May flowers. That sounds as if there were more rain in April than in May. Well, in 1935, our United States Weather Bureau checked up and discovered that the saying in that sense is true in only 7 of our states. In the others, including New York, there's more rain in May than in April. In England, April is the rainy month. Of course, our farmers are especially interested to know whether it's going to rain. Some of them must have noticed that when big clouds shaped like mountains gather in the morning, there are often showers in the afternoon. So there's a rhyme that says, in the morning mountains, in the evening fountains. Mr. Cassidy thinks that this is often true. You see, what causes rain is moist, humid air rising and then getting cooled off. Now suppose that the air getting warmed up at the Earth's surface in the morning rises and forms clouds. As this warm air rises, it expands and cools off. So the old saying is a pretty reliable prophecy for thunderstorms with rain. Another rhyme says, when the clouds do weave, 'twill storm before they leave. This is usually true. When the clouds seem to be weaving, there are masses of air moving from different directions. The heavier air flows under the lighter air and pushes it up until it expands, cools, and gives us rain. Here's a saying that I guess you've all heard. Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning. There's a prettier form in an old rhyme that may have come over from Scotland because it has in it the Scotch word bonny, which means pretty. If the evening's red and the morning's gray, it's the sign of a bonny, bonny day. If the evening's gray and the morning's red, the ewes and lambs will go wet to bed. This is almost always true. You see, most of our storms come from the west. So if in the evening the weather is clear beyond the western horizon and the sun shines through and paints the clouds, we know that probably good weather is coming from the west. Mr. Cassidy doesn't think so well of the next rhyme, though it is a fairly good bet. A clear, bright sky, a fleckless blue, breeds a storm within a day or two. On the average in New York State, the average over a long period of time, we get rain one day in three. If we have a cloudless sky, the law of average is that we shall have rain within a couple of days, but we can't be sure. That's the trouble with averages. There's another saying that is especially doubtful, equally doubtful, in any one specific day. Rain before 7, clear before 11. We seldom get a rain that lasts all day, but sometimes we do. Did you ever notice what is called a halo around the moon, a sort of misty ring? The rhyme says, if a moon shows like a silver shield, be not afraid to reap your field. But if she rises, haloed round, soon will we tread on deluged ground. The word deluged, you remember, means very wet. The halo is caused by high clouds, which usually precede a storm by a day or two. 9 times out of 10, the rhyme is true. Some people guess about rain by observing the dew. When the dew is on the grass, rain will never come to pass. When the grass is dry at morning light, look for a rain before the night. Mr. Cassidy thinks that the first part of this rhyme is nearly always true. When there's plenty of dew on the grass, we have had a clear night, the earth is cool, and the air is dry. So there won't be warm, moist air rising in great quantity to expand, cool, and make rain. Nearly everybody in New York State has heard that if, during a rainstorm, there's enough blue sky to make a Dutchman a pair of pants, the weather is going to clear up. This is pretty reliable for thunderstorms, but they are usually brief anyway, whether the Dutchman has pants or not. In a thunderstorm, there are usually at least three layers of clouds, and of course, you don't see any blue sky until the storm is almost over. When you see enough blue to make those roomy pants, you are on the edge of the storm. You know what a mackerel sky is, don't you? If you don't, maybe someone will draw a picture of one on the board later. A rhyme goes, mackerel sky, 3 days wet and 3 days dry. Or this other one, a mackerel sky, soon wet or long dry. In this state, a mackerel sky usually appears before what is called a deep storm, one that lasts a long time. If you have a deep storm, the chances are that you will probably have some dry weather after it. When you see a mackerel sky, the storm is usually coming, but maybe going away. So it will soon be wet, or maybe long dry. There is some sense in both rhymes. People who live near mountains have a special saying about rain. When the fog goes up the mountain, the rain comes down a hopping. This is likely to be true because the fog that you see going up the mountain is warm, moist air, perhaps from the south, cooling off, and that suggests rain. To watch for hints like that regarding coming weather, our government has weathermen on some of the mountains. In our state, there's a weather station away up on Whiteface Mountain. Next to knowing about rain, most people would like to be able to guess correctly about next winter's weather. Mr. Cassidy couldn't help me out much on this subject. He says that a very hot summer seldom is followed by a very severe winter. But he wouldn't okay any of the weather lore that I have collected. He thinks that the condition of animals indicates past weather, but not future weather. He doesn't think that heavy fur proves that the animals are getting ready for a hard winter, nor does he put any stock in the abundance of nuts for the squirrels or thick husks on the corn. He liked my rhyme about onions, but said it wasn't true so far as he knows. I'll tell it to you anyway. Onion skin, very thin, mild winter coming in. Onion skin, thick and tough, coming winter, cold and rough. A lot of people have told me that you can guess about the weather for the coming winter when you butcher hogs in the fall. You look at that part of the hog called the milt or spleen, and if it is thick in front, the first part of the winter will be severe. If the spleen is thick in the back, the latter part of the winter will be hard to bear. One of my students from Cayuga County said that he would get this matter straightened out for me. He waited till butchering time and looked carefully at the milts of 7 hogs, and no 2 were of the same shape. So he told me not to trust in that old saying. Whether the rhymes and sayings are true or not, I think it's fun collecting them, and some of them sound nice, don't you think so? Maybe you can get some more at home and from your friends